This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. KE2GGQ. I'm going to have to keep saying that. It doesn't roll off my tongue yet, KE2GGQ. How are you this fine Thursday morning?
Doing pretty good. A little tired. I had a late night last night shooting some trap, but other than that, doing pretty good.
So have you been finding that you're shifting your schedule now that you've been off a few days? Are you sleeping in a little more? Are you getting up a little earlier? Or are you just kind of holding to your original schedule?
Basically holding to my original schedule. Getting up just a little bit later, but I still need the alarm. I tried going without it, and I just didn't feel good. Just felt tired and groggy, and so I kind of switched back to what I always did before. And we'll see how that goes for a while.
Yeah, if it's anything like my weekend, I can see how, you know, I could get bit by the, you know, line of thinking where I don't really need to get up first thing in the morning. I can stay up a little bit later, maybe a little bit later. So on Friday nights, I'll push to go to bed early. But if we get caught in a movie or, you know, we're into something that's keeping us up later, even if I'm on the radio or programming something, and next thing I know, it's 11, 12, And then Lynn, she won't say, you know, you have to get up in the morning. She'll say, you know, you're going to throw off your schedule, because I'll tell her that. And, so I kind of get bit by that on the weekend sometimes, which is not good, because I'll still want to get up at my normal time. And even this morning, I woke up, and it was like 3:30. I'm like, okay, I've got a little more time left. Woke up again, it's like 4. Okay, I've got some time left. And it was like I was just ready to get up, but, you know, I might as well just stay in bed until my alarm goes off. So, was I telling you yesterday that yesterday was Scott Schrader's retirement luncheon?
I thought Friday was going to be his last day, but they had his luncheon yesterday?
Yeah, so I was a little confused on all of that as well. I thought, being that today or yesterday was the luncheon, that yesterday was going to be the last day. But when, I don't know exactly how it all went down, but Friday is his last day, will be his last day for retirement. And I think they were coordinating the luncheon, but maybe a lot of people were going to be out Friday, and then even Chabon's supposed to be off Thursday and Friday, and maybe a couple other people. So they backed it up to Wednesday, being a day that the majority of the people that, you know, they'd like to have there and or Scott would like to invite to the luncheon were there. So, so we had that yesterday. That was pretty cool. PJ put in his retirement notice. So he's, I think he's a week and a half out now. I think it's like I don't know if it's the 13th, the 16th, somewhere in there. I don't know if it's that Friday or that Monday. I don't know if there's a significance to that Monday. I thought he said 16, but that falls on a Monday.
Yeah, PJ had sent me a text saying that the 16th was his last day, which seems a little weird being a Monday. Not like John Pendricks was Monday. His was the first of the month. But, yeah, I think the 16th is PJ's last day as well. They're kind of dropping like flies, aren't they?
You know, I can absolutely understand it, your situation included. You know, though you put all that much time in, how can I say this? Even I don't feel the, you know, the pressure of I need to, give up, you know, my time, more of my time, for this company because they've been so good to me. And not that it's been bad for me. In some ways, yes. But I'm still there. I don't feel that when that time comes for me that I'm going to hesitate as well. When it makes sense financially, I'm sure I'm going to pull the trigger. Not like, I owe something in return, some more of my time. I don't think it's the, the family party atmosphere, where it's as, it's not the same as it once was. So I think people feel different. And, a lot of people will not have been there as long, I'm going to guess. People come and go. I am just rambling on, but I have no issues with people when they pull the trigger on retirement, or even if they just leave to go somewhere else. They want to try something new. They want to better themselves. Take a risk. Good chance it's going to work out well. So why would I hold anyone back? And so that's that. Just real quick, Mark sent out a thing about Echolink. I don't know if he's in here. I don't know if I'll know if he pops in. I don't know if I hear the connection. But, so time will tell when he pops in here in between one of our overs. This is K2PCB.
I do have a question for you, Travis. So did you pick up my signal just as you got in the vehicle?
So my process is that I hop in the vehicle, and because I'm using DV switch, I like to let it disconnect from the home Wi-Fi. DV switch is a nice featureful app, but if it's connecting to Wi-Fi and going to cellular and going back to Wi-Fi, it can sort of cause some issues. So what I like to do is I like to hop in the truck, pull away a little bit to make sure that the Wi-Fi drops. Then I activate DV switch. And when I do that, I'm connected to my home node, and through my truck here I have my whole system. And I made a call for KTPCB. What did I even say? Listening for any calls, and then you pop back in there, so I heard you right away. But I did just click here, and I see there's an Echolink node connection. So I'll, I'll call out to that Echolink station and see who's out there. This is K2PCB. Okay, I don't know if that's, I don't know the numbers off the top of my head. I don't know if that's Ross listening in or if that's Mark getting in, but I'm not hearing any audio, at least not yet. So back to you, Brett.
After yesterday's discussion with you and Ross, I said, geez, I'd like to get my antenna up even further if I can, that'd be a bigger project, and we'll have to see, but... now I understand why people want to get bigger antennas, taller antennas, bigger transmitters. So this is KD2GDQ.
Oh, absolutely. And I think we've talked about it before when you were studying for your exam that, your station is really almost more about the antenna. Obviously, you need the transceiver, but for performance, the antenna is so important. And you can suffer with a lot of compromises in HF, but VHF, UHF, line of sight is, I don't want to say imperative, but you're really at the mercy of your signal going through all the obstacles, whether you're going through houses, trees, buildings, hills, elevation, notch out. Yes, elevation and a little bit of power. you know, you don't need a lot. If you can get 30 to 50 watts, that can be a pretty decent station. Most mobile radios will do, you know, 40 to 50 watts, pretty standard these days. Sometimes a dual band UHF EHF will do 50 on both bands. Sometimes you'll see where UHF is a little bit lower than VHF. So that is one way to go. And I got to get confirmation. I asked Ross if he could confirm if the substation was still a green light for field day. He was going to find out this week. I have to circle back with him maybe today. And let's see what else is going on. Yeah, let's give a chance for the Echolink station. Let me just double check to see who that is. I wish I knew the numbers off the top of my head. Okay, yeah, maybe it is Ross then. Maybe he's just listening along and he's at work. Yeah, so you probably haven't even researched or learned too much about Echolink, I'm going to guess, at this point in time. Echolink is another radio mode, if you will. It's a voice-over IP-based client. It connects to the internet, and I want to say it pretty much started that way, but then you can link repeaters to it. So there are some larger systems that are connected into Echolink, some fairly large systems. So it's a nice way to monitor stations while you're not near a radio. So if you wanted to just check out something new, check out the Echolink website, and then there's an app for that. You do have to register your call sign, but it's pretty easy to do to validate that. The difference between Echolink and Allstar, though, is the codec, basically the conversion to digital, the analog to digital conversion, is a little lower quality with Echolink than Allstar. But all these different modes have their trade-offs and how they convert the audio and you just have to understand, you know, it might not be FM-like quality with Echolink, but it's still pretty good. And it can definitely keep you connected when you're not near a radio. So this is K2PCB. I've got 641. So kind of sound like what it normally does with Ross and I, you know, another over or two, and then I'm going to head in. This is K2PCB.
Well, I will definitely look into the Echolink. I've got some ideas on an old computer that I might want to upgrade to do some stuff and maybe chit-chat with you a little bit about that sometime in the future. Definitely not now. It's not definitely a project. So, Travis, you have a great day, and say hello to Ross for me, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning. This is KE2GDQ signing off for today.
All right. Sounds great, Brad. KE2DGQ. So I have to say it slowly. I'll get it. GDQ. I did that ChatGPT and came up with some backronyms. That's what they call them when you take an acronym and try to reverse it into something that matches your interests. Backronyms. I even forgot some of the ones that I had given you that the ChatGPT suggested. All right, I'm going to head on in and get the day started. Today's our team meeting, and we get to have our official introductions to Chris Yerden, the gentleman that's taken over for Jeff Case. And, so he'll spend an hour and a half with us today going over our backgrounds and then all of our projects we're working on. So that'll be pretty exciting. All right. I'll talk to you soon, Brad, and who's ever out there on Echolink. This is K2PCB. I am Claire.